Why would she post that on Facebook? Girl, you better talk to her before I do, because I'm a hurt of feelings.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish. And we're back with another episode of Gay Talk 2.0. My name is Tom, and I am your host today and every motherfucking day. We have a very, very good show for you today. Today, we're going to be talking about the do's and don'ts of social media. But before we get into that, we're going to get into that first segment that we always get into, and I'd like to introduce the people that make the show what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, starting to my right.
Hey, y'all. Nick here. Or Trish.
Hey, it's Paul Anthony.
Good to be with you guys. It's Chris.
And this is
The Dish.
Welcome to the show. So what do we got, gentlemen?
Girl, it has been a weekend.
Yes, it has.
It's not even over yet.
Are you going to start throwing people under the bus right away?
Oh, yeah. He's not going to hold
back. No, I'm not going to do it right away. I'm going to tell you about my weekend. I went to Little Kim.
Oh, Little Kim.
And she remembers most of it.
Mm. Of course I do.
Well, Little Kim actually came to New Haven, and she did a concert at Toad's Place. And just to let you know, it might be a whole, like a dump, because Toad's Place.
I've never been to Toad's Place before.
I've never been there either. But they're constantly closed down for serving
people
underage.
People were smoking joints on the dance floor.
Oh, sounds about right.
And cigarettes and everything. I'm like, what is happening? I'm pretty sure I was the only white gay boy there.
It's Toad's Place.
Aside from Tony being, you know, Ecuadorian.
Yeah, but
we were the only fags there.
It's Toad's Place.
Except for my stalker. If you're listening to this, stop.
Seriously.
Stop.
Seriously.
Stage 5 clinger. Run, Paul. Run.
Run. Oh, my God.
It is not cute when you have stalkers. But yes, so Little Kim came to do a concert at Toad's.
Doors opened up at 8. Tony and I'm not going to throw her under the bus. So-and-so. We went to dinner.
It's right too late, Paul.
No,
it's
too late.
He goes by two names. It's fine. No one knows that. No one knows.
Yeah.
That
well, listen. By what? 8:30. He was trashed. He was done.
No. We went to dinner at 8. Doors open at 8. We're like, let's go get something to eat because there's not even a line out the door. Nobody in line.
Wow.
It was bad. We got there at 9:00.
Well, it's Little Kim. I could have told you that.
There were so many opening acts. I don't even know what was going on.
You don't even know who was what and what they were saying.
It was so bad.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, no. At one point, I think there was like more people on the stage than there were in the crowd.
Oh, my God. That's disappointing.
My favorite part of the night was hanging out with the bartender. The bartender loved us so much.
Is that
she's
that,
like, oh, my
that
God.
Real tall Viking.
No, it was this cute little girl. I'm not going to throw her under the bus either, but...
Okay.
She just kept handing us drinks. She was handing us the bar because I'm pretty sure we're the only ones tipping her.
So basically, you
found... She got us so drunk. She handed us shots of Patron, drinks. I was just like, I can't do all this. I was sipping a shot of Patron, and Tony's just like, girl, take it down. Oh, I just name dropped
again. I know. There it is.
Tony, I love you. I won't tell the whole story, but Nick might.
God. What are you talking about?
You're the worst when it comes to the name drops. You're like, oh, I don't want a name drop. So, Tony.
Yeah, while we're at it. Yeah, sure.
We're taking a shot of Patron, and this shot was so big that I couldn't even drink the whole thing. I was sipping it. And
you don't treat your cocks that way.
Meh, meh.
Do you see his shirt? Do you see his shirt right now?
Yeah.
Let me read Paul's shirt. Could you turn a little bit? Okay. Good hand job tip. One, put it in your mouth.
That's it.
Done. Done. I pick him up. I'm like, really?
And that was it.
So-and-so rips back this shot. And I'm like, oh, my God. The bartender's like, well, I don't want to leave you empty-handed. Hands her another one. Rips that one back. She goes, why are you taking so long to drink your shot? I'm like, because I don't want to end up like you.
Well, the girl was messed up. She ended up throwing up all over Crown Street.
All over my canvas shoes.
And my shoes. I was holding her hair back.
They literally had to carry her out the bar. But
Nick and I carried her out of the bar. We love you, but girl.
I was like, open your eyes, honey.
Oh my God.
It'll help you walk.
Her eyes were like... Bug-eyed. Open your eyes.
Thou who we shall not speak his name. I'm very proud of you. Very proud of you.
Little Kim.
We've all been
speaking
there.
Of bars.
Oh, speaking. And then Little Kim didn't show up till midnight and she performed for 30 minutes.
Well, that's usually the case.
I was on her Instagram saying, Little Kim, get your ass on stage now, you hoe.
I saw that. You freaking like sent
Kimberly
it to her too.
Denise Jones, get out on stage. She is so white.
And little. Know.
What happened to her?
She bleached her skin.
I mean, she came back with all her old school shit. It was amazing.
Well, don't get me wrong. Little Kim is a phenomenal lyricist. I mean, she was at the prime of her career. She was the
Turn it. That vibrator
she,
off.
Ooh, she was the it girl. She really was.
It was amazing. The show was amazing.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of people don't realize that.
I mean, that 30 minutes.
Some of the people, some of the little bubblegum pop that you hear nowadays is nothing compared to some of the real gritty shit that you used to hear back
in
the 90s.
She was dirty.
She was good. She was good.
She turned me into the whore that I am today. What?
Well, anyway,
speaking of whore.
Wait, speaking of bars and speaking of drinks and speaking of people getting drunk. Our drink for today, we're actually going – I'll let Nick, you know, kick that in because it's a drink that we're doing to commemorate our visit down to the Idiots Radio tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's Sunday, by the way. We record our shows every Monday, but we're doing this episode on Sunday because tomorrow we'll be traveling down to New Jersey to go visit our friends at the Idiots Radio, which are part of the Wildfire
– He'll get it.
WildfireRadio.com, a family of artists and radio stations that play on that network. So you can check them out as well. I hope I got that right. And if we don't, we'll put it on our website, www.gaytalk20.com. Yes, bitch.
Proud of you.
You always get that one. It's the email you never get.
Well, the email, it's like gaytalk2.0@gmail.com.
That's right. No
www.
But I liked it better when you messed it up.
I know.
Mess it up. So what are we drinking?
All right. So since Andy Julia's favorite drink is Heine Jack. Jack Honey.
Heine Jack.
Heine?
Honey.
Andy, you getting the Heine tomorrow.
Heine Jack.
He's going to get the Heine.
Somebody needs to get it.
No, that's for Schmo or what's his name?
Schmo is gonna get
the Heine tomorrow.
Oh. Who's wearing the harness tomorrow?
Paul, I don't know. Who do you want? That's not a question.
Yeah, right.
No, we're giving it for the straight man. We're gonna show up with $250 and someone's putting a penis in his mouth.
Oh shit, guys, get ready. We're
the gays
coming.
Are coming.
The gays are coming.
Anyway.
We're coming.
So we wanted to do Jack Honey, and we wanted to also put a little gay flair on it. So we're going to do the Honey Peach Fizz.
Ooh, hey.
The what?
Honey Peach Fizz.
I think we should change Fizz to Fuzz, though. The Honey Peach Fuzz.
No. Oh, that's cute.
Peach Fuzz.
Yeah, so
you got fuzz on your peaches?
All right, so you have to have 3 slices of ripe peach. And then, of course, you need additional for garnish, if you want to make it look pretty, as we do.
We're going to have to.
And
have
then
to show the gays.
Our expert with mint, Chris, is going to help us out. We need 4 large mint leaves.
I love mint.
Plus extra for garnish.
I am.
And then 1.5 ounces of Jack Honey, but it's us, so we're just going to pour it.
Yep.
Crushed ice, and then you top it off with lemon lime soda.
All right, everybody jotting all this shit down? Because we have to stop down somewhere on our way down.
Girl, I got it.
All right, she got it.
This drink is amazing.
Yes, it is. It's delicious.
I'm triple fisting here. I got my white water, my cocktail, my DD.
Mm.
Listeners, I'm actually drinking today.
Yes.
I know, right?
Cheers.
Because it's a Sunday and I don't have to work tonight.
We got our Paul back. I'm so happy because, you know, he for the past 3 episodes, he's been very quiet and he's been very
hungover.
And
I've been
hungover.
Dealing with a lot of shit lately.
Yes,
so
he has. So, which is why we gave him a pass. So, but I'm happy to have Paul back. Welcome back, bitch.
Thank you.
And so, anyway, so. About the drink or the cocktail that we're going to be doing today and tomorrow, if, you know, Andy, Julia, doesn't like it fizzy, we'll give it to him straight up because he loves it on the rock. So
yeah, he can take shots.
You can get it any which way you want, baby. Just saying.
I have one question.
Yes.
How many people slept last night?
I did.
I didn't. I haven't slept.
I didn't.
I literally like slept for an hour and I had to get up at 8 to,
Tommy and I had to work at the bar last night. We went in together. We did not leave together. I was upstairs at
She's
the
gonna
other.
Do this.
I
you hear that
yes,
bus?
I am
You hear that
you.
Bus coming?
You
I hear it.
Do you
I'm just like
bus?
A Greyhound. I just greyhound. Hope it doesn't hit me. I just hope the bus stops and that's just so the doors can open.
This is
I can
the Acela Amtrak.
Oh, no, no. That shit goes under 50. Boom.
Boom. All right. So it's coming. Wait, wait, wait. Go. Go.
So, Tommy and I went speed into it work. Up. Oh, wait, what's happening? Is it a bomb you're going to drop? Yeah, oh, my God, she left me and she went home with a ginger because she's a fucking whore and she hasn't even slept because she's a slut.
Proud of you.
All right, so first of all, it wasn't a ginger.
You left me. I come downstairs
so
after I
count funny.
It all.
So fucking funny.
I count all my money. I close out. I clean up the bar upstairs. I come down. And so-and-so, who shall not be named, the other bartender was like, Tommy left you.
I'm mad at like, that bitch. She's leaving next Friday anyway.
I was like, oh, my God. Where did he go? They threw you right under that bus. Oh, she went home with a ginger.
So
she
they
was
thought.
Hanging out by her register all night. She went home. She skipped out of here. I'm like, well, I hope she didn't order anything from the pizza shop because she's not going to be able to eat if she's going to be bottoming tonight.
So listen. So let me tell you the story. So,
Linda.
Listen.
Don't order that Cajun chicken because you're going to shit your pants.
Are you eating a banana on my table while
we're recording?
I already
deep-throated it.
Oh, nasty.
I haven't eaten today. I have to work.
Oh, she has to nourish herself. Okay. So,
banana
probably like the way you eat
but it
was
a fun. You always the rule of thumb with bananas, you always bring the banana to you. You never go to the banana.
Can you stop
and that makes
about
it seem what?
Well, you never.
It makes it seem like you're not a pro at sucking dick. We know you are, baby.
Oh, I'm about to drunk.
So anyway, last night's debauchery.
Nick put his mouth and brought the banana to his face last night.
So, you know, I've had quite the interesting weekend. And so last night, I went home with someone and we came
home.
You
left me.
I did. And so I looked at Jose and he's like, bitch, are you going to order food? No, this is my friend Jose. So he goes like, bitch, are you gonna, it makes it okay because he's my friend. And so he says, bitch, are you going to order food? And I looked at him and I said, no, you need to order your own food because, bitch, I got to go. I'm getting my pussy plowed. I can't call it the golden puss puss because it's not that golden anymore. You know, I'm older now.
I'm the golden puss puss. My
point.
Not take my name.
All I have to say is I showed up here on Friday.
I am the golden puss puss. You are the olden puss puss. What? Oh.
Shut her mic off.
Oh, okay. My God.
She's fired.
She's fired. I'm going to move. I don't want the knife to hit me.
Where is Donald Trump when I need him? She's
going to hit me with that label maker.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Donald Trump, I found the funniest obituary online. I've got to share it with everybody. Okay, it's ridiculous. Okay, so it's August 13th, 1929 to January 14th, 2016. She enjoyed riding horses, crocheting pillows for her grandchildren, and cooking her signature pasta casserole. As stipulated in her will, Ruth wanted to make sure her obituary included this final line: if you vote for Donald Trump, you are serious. You must be a serious fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
In an obituary.
Is this real?
This is real.
No.
It was in a paper, yeah.
That is awesome.
Bravo, Miss Ruth. Bravo.
Yes,
bravo,
Ruth.
Bravo.
Sleep well, Ruth. Sleep well, girl.
Rest in peace, girl, because you know what? From your ears to God's, from God's ears to your mouth. Is that how they say it? Oh, God. I was
I
on my knees
back
for
to
too
Tommy's
long.
Tommy's night last night.
For so anyway,
too long,
the night
for
was
two
good.
Days.
So listen, so.
That's not it.
No. Many times. I barely slept. Let's just say I'm on an hour.
I FaceTimed with you at some point this morning.
It was 8:30 in the morning when I FaceTimed with you, and you were at your friend's house.
Hey, girl.
She was on the floor drinking. Hey, girl. Yeah, I saw that. I'm putting you out there on the spot.
Hey, boo.
Fabulous apartment, by the way.
Beautiful.
Beautiful apartment. But yeah, so Paul Anthony and I were FaceTiming this morning at 8:30 in the morning. He goes like, girl, what are you doing up? Did the dogs wake up? I was like, no, bitch, I haven't fallen asleep.
Yeah. Meanwhile, last night, Tommy's like, don't drink tonight. We have to be up and do a podcast. I go,
but I wasn't drinking. I was fucking. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Well, I was drinking because I wasn't fucking.
I'm functional.
For once, you were getting laid. I wasn't. Nick was even getting laid last night. Girl, I saw you on the map.
Okay, so listen.
I
so,
have got to stop sharing my location.
Okay, so.
No, you already
for those
stopped
of you,
when you got mad at me one night.
For those of you who have cell phones or, excuse me, smartphones, there is a way in where you friends can actually share their location with each other, right?
Edwin just Snapchat me. Hi, Edwin. I love you.
Oh, hey. So anyway, he's single now.
He said, you have the funniest laugh. Edwin, I'm going to plug you right now on Snapchat and the podcast.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hi, hey, Edwin. Girl.
Hi. All right, so listen. Edwin, so you can actually send your location to your friends so everybody knows where you're at. So anyway, so anytime like poor Nick disappears to try to have somewhat of a normal night with this gentleman, fucking Paul stalks him.
That's I need to know what she's doing.
That's like 5 degrees of fucking stalking, and you're talking about this fucking idiot that came by him from like Massachusetts and like stalked you all over Little Kim's concert. Bitch.
I stalk my friends,
mind you. So I'm trying to drive home last night,
which is why I never share my location.
I have no idea where I was. I'm trying to use maps. I'm in the woods. I'm fucking Seymour, Connecticut, and he's FaceTiming me, and I'm like, decline.
My FaceTime.
Give me a break. She literally was like, "What you doing in Seymour?" And I just sent a smiley face. Get out of my shit.
Yeah.
You put it out
there.
I
know what you was doing. No. Someone was in your shit last night. You know what? I'm proud that you got laid because it's about fucking time.
No one ever said I got laid. No one ever said I didn't get laid.
So you got laid.
So she's not saying anything.
I'm not saying anything.
Listen, is your butthole pulsating right now?
So yeah, but that's from something else. Thank you, probiotics.
Oh, the polyps.
Yeah, she's been on probiotics, so you know it's...
I take those every day.
It's bad for the ass, but great for the waist.
I take Metamucil. It helps the poop.
Well, mm-hmm.
And let me tell
why? You don't need any help in that department. No, you're always taking a shit.
It gives me like a nice, smooth, solid poop rather than liquid thunder, which I did in the bathroom at Partners last night. Oh my God.
Liquid thunder returns! Can we talk about how Andy Julia was just farting up a storm on the last episode of The Idiots? I was just like, oh my God, they're listening to Paul far too much. I'm glad that they're listening to our radio show, but let's be honest, they're just ripping ass, and so is Paul.
Listen, I have instructed my girls, Eddie's. The bitch is still texting.
Put your fucking phone down. Edwin. He goes, you guys are awesome. Thanks. I go, and you are beautiful.
Oh, God.
Oh, lay off the dick. So anyway.
I want to lay on the dick.
Eddie's. So I talked to my girls and I said, y'all better be on your best behavior. And yeah, right. But no crop dusting tomorrow. We do not want. Listen.
I am sitting next to Ray Anthony in full composure. I'm going to rub his leg. If I have to fart, I will lean your way.
You still have to sit next to
So listen.
I have to. And you have to sit next to, what's her name?
Joanne Saraganakis? I love her.
Saraganakis.
It's Saraganakis.
I like Saraganakis. Oh, because it reminds me of Andy Milonakis. That
Milonakis?
Yes. Remember that little comedian?
Yes.
What's her name?
Oh, my God.
It's Joanne Saraganakis. You got Ray Anthony. You have Andy, Julia, and Schmo the intern.
I'm just Ray Anthony.
I am really excited
Ray
about
Anthony.
I'm so excited. Such a good time.
Paul Anthony, Ray Anthony, it works.
Yeah, you two got to be the crazy ones in each show. So
I have a funny story about last night.
Tell us.
Ooh. All right, so one of the people that I met at this thing that I went to, with certain people that I'm not mentioning.
Completely well, making sure that she does not fuck up here.
Oh, I'm working hard at it, honey. So
can we get another cocktail? Maybe she'll slip one name.
So this one person got a tattoo like right by his hip. You know, like that's not like a tramp stamp. That's on the back, but it's like right by your hip and by your groin area.
Like what I have.
And, this person was telling me a story about him getting it done. He's like, yeah, it was kind of weird because like when I got it done, I had to like take out like, you know, all my junk.
What?
And then the tattoo artist said that he had to like get on top of me to put the tattoo. And I was like, honey, I think you got a tattoo and you got raped. I don't think you needed to get on top of you with your balls out.
Can I get the number of this fucking tattoo artist?
To put that on your hip. Honey, he could have just leaned over.
I got a free hip ready for a tattoo. Give me the number.
I'm just going to get one on my bum, see what happens.
I want shit. So there is some shit going on. The state of Alabama's fucked up. I'm sorry.
Agreed.
fucked up.
What's new?
We have to get back to tattoos in a minute.
Everything that has ever happened that has to do with anything civil rights has always started in the fucking state of Alabama.
Alabama's the fucking worst.
It is like the shithole of shitholes. Well, anyway, so I have I follow this guy named Andy Tawi.
Milliganakis.
Yes. Okay. So on Facebook, and so there's this drag queen that has been at the forefront of this fight to get Chief Justice Roy, what's his name? Roy Moore.
Yeah, there it is.
Out of, literally, I think he got suspended at this point. They're getting him out, right? So, and he wrote, he says, every bully always picks on the weakest kid in the room. And he thought that he was going to, you know, be this drag queen. Unfortunately, a lot of people make that mistake. People underestimate drag queens. So at the center of all of this is Miss Ambrosia Starling. This woman, well, drag queen, is literally taking the fight to the state of Alabama and saying this Supreme Court justice cannot remain in office. And she has been very vocal and she is making waves and we might have success at this point because I believe he's on the verge of getting suspended from being the Supreme Court justice for the state of Alabama.
Good.
I thought he was already suspended.
I thought he was being removed.
He was under review.
Okay.
Last week, and then this week, things are just blowing up because he's refusing to acknowledge the same-sex marriage ruling that occurred back in June of last year. We're about to go on the one-year anniversary. Can you imagine?
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know. Like,
1 year is coming up. Next month is June. Next month is Gay Pride. I believe they made that announcement during the June 26th Pride in New York.
Yeah, it was right before New York Pride.
Yeah. Yep. It was, what a celebration. And to have someone, a drag queen out of all things, at the forefront of that fight in a state that has always had issues with civil rights, it's amazing.
Yeah, good for her. Keep the fight up.
Bravo, Miss Ambrosia. Bravo. Bravo, bravo, bravo.
People always need to stand up for
that. On the opposite side of the globe, in the Philippines, we have our first elected transgendered woman to Congress in the country of the Philippines.
Are you serious?
That's amazing.
Yes. Her name is Geraldine Roman.
Oh.
What?
I thought it was going to be a lot more.
No. Believe it or not.
Wait, what is her name?
Geraldine Roman. Believe it or not. And no, it's not like Roman, like the Mr. Roman.
No, I'm just thinking of the first name. Like, what was she before that? Gerald?
Probably. You never know. But a lot of people don't realize that the Philippines had at one point in time a lot of Spanish influence. They were ruled by Spain at one point in time, like 100 years ago. And so a lot of the people have Spanish last names. Roman, Cruz, you see a lot of very, very popular Spanish last names that exist within the Philippines.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And they know, a lot of people know Spanish there.
I can't believe you didn't get any coffee.
But you're drinking alcohol.
You never drink coffee. You just said in our last episode, you drink coffee 2 times a month. Well,
this
now you get it one time.
Today within my 1 month. Yeah.
I thought about that too. Yeah,
It's
well, good for the Philippines. That's
good
fantastic.
Good for the fucking Philippines.
Yeah. Yeah. Cheers to the Philippines.
And we have listeners from
cheers
the Philippines.
To Roman. Yes,
the way.
We do. Yes, cheers to you, Roman. Keep up the hard work.
What
we
was
support
it that
you.
I saw?
While you plug that, I'm going to look for my list of people.
I can't even plug anything right now because I just remember seeing something. I scanned through it and it's something about the gender.
He needs to plug
bathrooms.
His ass.
What, with North Carolina?
In Target?
What?
Never mind.
That woman running around the Target with her Bible? Don't even get me started on her. There was this woman literally running into Target because I believe Target took the stand of...
They support gay rights. They took that a long time ago.
So
years ago,
this woman literally walking down the aisle towards the bathroom at Target with a Bible in her hand condemning...
I would have grabbed that Bible decision. And slapped her in the head with it.
Yeah.
But I saw somebody post something. A friend of mine posted something saying like... clothing stores, something like H&M. It's all unisex clothing, like dressing rooms. You take a door, you go in, nobody complains. Like men, women, they're all sharing the same
area,
dressing rooms. Why is nobody freaking out about this in a dressing room?
That's a good point, actually. That's a really good point. That's the first time I've heard that brought up.
You're walking out of a dressing room, you know, hey, girl, how's my outfit look?
Here's what's going on.
Next to a man, next to a woman. We're all in the hallway saying, how do I look?
Yeah.
This is going on in a lot of southern states.
You're walking in and out of these dressing rooms, but you can't go into a bathroom if you're transgender.
Yeah.
But you're going to have a problem that. But you're not going to have a problem with going into a dressing room when there's a woman naked right on the other side of that thin wall she walks.
Well, you know, the problem is that a lot of people don't realize that this is all driven by Republican agenda to feed on the constituents that they need to get elected. They're worried. Shit is about to change.
They're fighting for the evangelical vote. That's and the thing. And those are the ones that are completely against all of our words. I know. I'm really proud of myself. I thought about evangelical before I said it. I'm like, get it right. Get it right. Get it right. You're not drinking today. So anyway,
get it right instead of,
it's good to be with you guys. Ooh.
Yeah, that was what? The kinky something?
The kink is in the fantasy.
Episode.
That was the bourbon.
Episode
in
5.
Your
my lucky room. Number deceived me.
Twins.
So, oh, twins. Yeah.
Right. Sometimes
are you still getting,
I'm
are you
proud
still
of.
Getting messages on Facebook about that?
Oh, my God. That was so embarrassing.
I heard you like twins.
Let's rewind that. Twins.
I was waiting for Paul to vomit.
No, that was last week, girl. So, anyway.
Something stuck in my throat. And you know what?
She's always got something stuck in her throat.
Fuck you. You and Tom. You and Tom have shit in your throat tonight.
Good for you
except
guys.
Except for me.
Me neither. I was a disaster last night.
You know
night.
What I was doing last night? Texting Chris saying, take a bottle from the bar and come over and hang out with me. You didn't respond to me.
Because I was crying on the couch, all right? I had a rough night.
Oh boo girls, fucking boo. Who?
Do you see what I deal with? All right, so let's plug some of the countries that are currently listening to our show.
Yeah.
We've got, obviously, a lot of listeners in the U.S. Guys, thank you so much. You
we
guys
you.
Are making us what we are. We've had one of the best weeks in a very long time as far as listeners and downloads, so thank you so much. We also have listeners in Guatemala. Mi gente en Guatemala, muchas gracias. Thank you.
De nada.
Mi culo es en fuego.
Oh, I knew that was
en
coming.
And dame... Dame lo leche en mi culo, ahora putas, gracias, de
no,
nada.
No, en la boca tuya, pendejo. All right, so here we go.
No habla español.
We what? Also have people in Saudi Arabia.
Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you,
we
guys.
Have people in Italy. Italy.
Italy, we got another European nation.
Italy just passed a law making same-sex unions legal.
Yay! Italy!
Way to go, Italy! So, I have a fucking pimple.
You always have a pimple. The UK.
Very good.
A lot of salutes to the people in the United Kingdom.
I love the UK.
Yes. Mm.
If I could move to London, I would.
And then, meanwhile, we have Canada.
Yes. Yes.
So we've got a good amount of listeners coming in from Canada. So thank you so much, Canadians. We love you.
I'm wearing my maple leaf, guys.
Yes, he is.
Every day he's wearing a maple leaf.
I'm single, and I'm interested in any Canadians out there.
Yeah, he needs a...
Before Trump was running for president, okay? I'm on the beginning of that list. All right, Tommy, you're saying?
Yeah, he just wants to get married to a Canadian so he can get that citizenship.
I do.
So, South Africa. We said this before.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We have friends in China.
Konnichiwa.
You said that last time. That's Japanese.
Yeah.
I was waiting for it.
Isn't it ni hao? Ni hao?
Maybe.
Ni hao. Hi. Well, hello. Hello to our listeners in China. We have our friends in España, in Spain. Gracias a todos ustedes por ayudarnos a nosotros con nuestro programa. Estamos muy orgullosos de tenerlos ustedes como personas
nosotros
interesadas
so sexy.
En nuestra producción. Y le damos las gracias. Sé que tenemos personas en Barcelona, en
Barcelona.
Madrid. Y en... I gotta look into... hold on, let me... Go in here because it'll give me the
Kylie Jenner broke up with Tyga.
Okay. In Catalonia, we have la gente en Madrid y también en Valencia.
I don't even know Valencia. What you're saying.
No one knows
we have people in Madrid, Valencia, Barcelona.
Yeah, you heard all the
Spain.
Countries. Like
gente.
I did.
Gente. People.
You know, I'm just plugging.
La boca,
I'm plugging the
Christoph.
Regions. I'm plugging the regions in Spain that are listening to us, okay? And then, to keep that list going, we have Russia. To our brothers and sisters in Russia, I say this. Hold strong to your convictions. Hold strong to your beliefs. There is no wrong that can last more than 100 years. So if it's not today, eventually you will have your gay rights. And when that happens, we will be here to celebrate.
Yeah. Don't let Putin run your lives.
No.
He won't be there forever.
Fuck
well,
her.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is why I say there's no wrong that will last more than 100 years.
Because he'll
just
be dead.
Just letting you know. Exactly. Iceland.
Yes.
I feel like I'm running.
I want to go there so bad.
So
I'm go.
My friend Miguel went to Iceland.
We talked about this in the last episode.
Beautiful.
Everyone is traveling there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Iceland's a great destination.
Yeah, of course.
A lot of people that I know are going there. Apparently, it's like a big gay destination now. They're all hanging out in those little warm pools and everything.
Mm. Yes. So we have the Philippines.
Let's shake your head at
very
me,
good.
Slut,
which we just mentioned.
Just because you got fucked last night.
Focus.
I want to hear more. What else?
The Philippines. Yeah.
We're proud to have them.
Hong Kong.
Oh, okay. That's part of China.
Oh, my Puerto Ricanos.
We have a lot more countries than we did the last time we gave this list out.
India.
Oh.
Bring it on India now. Yes. We have our friends in Australia. Thank you so much.
Very good.
Our friends in Ireland. We have Japan.
And Ireland's actually important because Ireland Konnichiwa. Is the first. There we go. There we go. Time to bring it in.
That was mine.
The important thing about Ireland. You missed it. Ireland is the first nation in the world to approve gay marriage by popular vote.
Yes.
They just did that, like, four months ago? No. It was before we passed gay marriage. It was before us. And they went beyond the church while the church was talking about it, because Ireland is very, very heavily controlled by
very
the Catholic Church.
Oh, yes.
Right. And the people said, no, fuck you.
We're done.
We approve of this.
So.
Good for Ireland.
Wrapping up the list, we got three more countries. Mexico. Gracias, señores y damas y caballeros en el país de México. We have Qatar. Mm. That's,
oh.
Yeah.
See, that's really good to hear. Qatar and Saudi Arabia. I'm happy that you people are listening to
and
us.
Finally,
and we're there for you.
Finally, Francia. France.
All right.
Yes, our friends in France. So that wraps
Bonjour,
up our list.
Bonjour, comment ça va?
Ooh, yes, bitch, yes. Oui, oui, mon chéri. Oui.
We're getting the Germans and the Swiss and the Austrians next.
So that's...
When are you going there?
Next month.
That wraps
we
up our
We need to get
our,
an entire box of... We have new business cards. Thank you, Tommy. They look fabulous. I gave out 50 of them last night.
Which is why our numbers are doing so good.
I want a flyer for the bar. I'm going to be handing those out all over Europe. Yeah, I want all those cards. I'm
going to
be fucking Europe and like, für dich, für dich, für dich, für dich, für dich, für
dich. Shall we have them printed in German?
Oh, bitte.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ich möchte belegte Brot.
Chris.
I just said I want a sandwich.
Every bathhouse that you go to.
I'm not going to any
You have to leave like 50 cards.
I'm just going to throw them.
Yes, please.
No, really. That would be great. I'll take them and send them around.
A vacation isn't complete for Paul if there's not a bathhouse.
I'm sorry. Listen.
He only goes to bathhouse destinations.
I'm going
to
stand on the Alps and just throw them out so they just scatter across the European nation.
Fuck you. Sex is a very natural thing for me. I'd love seeing every major city's bathhouse.
There's nothing natural about the sex he has. It's professional.
There was nothing natural about the sex you had last night because you left me.
I left her at the bar. Oh, wait. Going back to that. So I said to my friend, I said, I'm going home. Bring her home, please. Bye. And I just walked. I counted my tips.
I come downstairs.
Closed on my register. Gone. I literally.
How do you get that to work? Every time I try to get somebody else to bring Paul home, they're like, no, no, no. You're stuck with her.
I'm like, Trish, you are my wife. You know, my friend is, he lives in LA. He's in New York. Next week for work, and he goes, do you have a boyfriend? I go, what? I'm like, you've known me for 2 years. He goes, your Facebook says you have a boyfriend.
Your Facebook says you're married.
My Facebook says I'm in an open relationship with Trish. I'm like, seriously? I'm like, that's my best friend. We drunkenly posted that one night at the bar saying, let's just be in a relationship on Facebook.
We actually just had our 1 year Facebook anniversary.
Two year.
Let's give him a round of applause.
There is no round of applause for the amounts of times that I've cheated on her. And she cheated on me last night. Fuck her.
So you think.
I think I'm still in a relationship on Facebook. That's a lie.
So...
We love you.
Wow. So, guys, what else do we have?
Tyga and Kylie Jenner broke up.
Oh, Tyga and Kylie Jenner broke up.
Denied. Which is so messed up because I'm actually happy that they broke up because Tyga is the father of Black China. Is her name Black China? She is the father
isn't
of...
Isn't she the girlfriend of the brother?
Rob Kardashian.
Oh, my God.
Yes. They're having a baby. It's a complete fucking...
I need a flowchart.
Isn't Tyga like part of the Tundra?
Wait, didn't Cher attempt this? I think Cher and... who was it? Cher and somebody went at it. Was it Ellen? With a flowchart of who does what and who did what and whose father to west, north, east, south.
I saw a photo on Facebook. It was a photo of Kanye West saying, time to take baby north to see grandma and trampa.
Trampa.
Oh my God.
Oh Lord.
So messed up. But apparently, you know, Kylie Jenner only wants to jet set, and Tyga's like, well, I need to work on my concerts and my music.
Well,
but you can
jet set by yourself.
He's the baby daddy of Black China's baby who is having a baby with Rob Kardashian. It's a disgusting mess.
I try not to get involved
with
the
Kardashians. If I was in that family, if I was Rob Kardashian, I'd be like, I don't even want, because he got out of all the TV shows.
Uh-huh.
And now he's back in the spotlight because he's having a baby with Blac Chyna. I don't even know who she is.
They need to pull a Bruce and disappear for a while, get their shit in order, and come back.
Well,
as a new woman.
As a new woman.
Well, they need to come back as a new human, possibly a new family, because this is crazy.
It's really
nuts. Chris, how are you, darling?
Oh, I'm great.
Do you have anything in that wonderful laptop of yours?
Yeah, what you got in there?
My laptop's running out of pages today.
Yeah.
I do have to say that, everybody, Chris actually does now have an official laptop. He will not be bringing it here. Yeah. He will always use his laptop.
Does it work?
Notebook.
I like laptop. Yes.
You got it from you, right?
Yep.
So if you don't know by now, Chris's laptop is really a notepad with a pencil. So
it's a pen.
Well, it's a pen.
And it's literally like... snake skin lining or something.
I got it at the Dollar General.
Yeah, so,
oh my God.
So basically that's his laptop. So the running joke is that Chris brings his laptop with his number two keyboard.
Number two keyboard. That's a Ticonderoga number
thank,
two.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Scott Condon, for that joke. That was amazingly
that
funny.
That was great.
And so that's the new joke. And, you know, he comes in with his laptop and, you know, it happens. So do we have anything from Canada? Meanwhile,
in Canada.
I'm just, yes, actually we do.
Okay.
We actually do. There is, amid the recent election season, there was a new site, kind of like a dating site, that's in the works. It was created by someone here in the U.S.
I'm signing up.
I already did.
It's, oh, my God.
It's so fun. It's called Maple Match.
He's talking to somebody on it.
Well, that's my Canadian friend.
Oh, my God.
It's called
What is your name on it?
Well, no.
I want to be Canadian.
It's not even... The site is right now, when you sign up for it, you actually get put on a waiting list. Like, it's not really put together fully, but a lot of people are the one man who started it was because of the election season. Should Trump go, you know, people are trying to meet Canadians, fall in love, or just try to get those papers to become a Canadian citizen. And I signed up for it, maplematch.com.
You are going to find
like
your
Tinder?
Soulmate.
Do you swipe
on
left
there?
And right?
It's not even fully functioning as a site yet.
You're going to need to
sign up for
it. So you're pre-ordering.
Oh, yeah. I'm pre-ordering that show.
You are pre-ordering.
Desperate.
You are pre-ordering a Canadian husband.
I'm trying my best. So
I think you can order those online, though, too.
Well.
You can get everything online.
I just remember, like, last time I was in Canada, or no, when I first went to Canada, I was like, do you want to be like an American? Like, do you want to be an American? Because we'll trade.
Chomp it.
We'll trade citizenship. So, yeah. Meanwhile, in Canada, there's
Chris is
app,
getting his dick sucked.
Hopefully.
Meanwhile, in Canada.
I want me that syrup.
Chris is hoping to find a husband.
I'm going to have to sign up.
I'm excited.
Why don't we get into the do's and don'ts of social media, a.k.a. I think this podcast is a...
I think we better should.
This podcast is a...
Well, I do want to plug one thing. I want to plug one thing. I saw a trailer for a web series called Danny the Manny online the other day.
Danny the Manny.
Danny
the Manny. Can you clearly explain?
It looks both kind of educational and hilarious. So it's this 20-something-year-old actor who is... a nanny for this younger boy who tends to dress up like a girl and put on makeup.
Oh my God.
And Danny found out about the boy, and Danny is also a gay character. And so he has this relationship while he babysits where he supports the child in whatever, you know, he wants to do, whether it's dress like a girl or put on makeup. And then whenever the mom comes home, he like wipes off all the makeup, and it's just like a normal day. But it looks really good and educational. I think it's going to kind of change the way people think about raising children with urges to dress like a girl or put on makeup. I used to put, you know, pin curls in my hair and stuff.
Of course you did.
And you wore your mother's heels. I know.
I know.
Totally.
So going into our main topic, which is the do's and don'ts of social media. If you don't know what social media is right now, bitch, get the fuck out of that rock you've been living under. Let us explain. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. These are all forms of social media. For those who don't know,
Snapchat.
Snapchat. Yeah, that
Tumblr.
Tumblr. Well,
Tumblr is a place where you can have all do's and no don'ts, because Tumblr, you can pretty much put whatever you want in there and not get blamed.
Well, there are different venues for different things.
Correct. Right? So that being said, you know, you guys have to understand, like, for example, on Facebook. I have my nieces and nephews. Not all of them are adults yet. And I have certain friends on my list that like to post suggestive, like really well-defined
pics.
As long as you don't click like or comment on it, it won't show up in your nieces and nephews' news feed. But I've noticed that if you like something or comment, I'll see it in the news feed. It'll say, Tom commented on so-and-so's post. And yes. I'll be like, girl.
If you're tagged in it too, though.
Yes. Right. But still, but the point
don't tag
that,
me
the
in
point
any whole pics.
The point that I'm trying to make is that there is pic. You know, there's one individual in particular that's on my Facebook that's constantly being reported, and
yeah, she's so annoying.
Unfortunately, the reason why she's constantly being reported because she's always putting suggestive.
It's not very, even suggestive, honey.
They're indecent. Photos indecent, on Facebook.
Yeah. I don't want to see that on Facebook when I'm
exactly.
scrolling. When I'm sitting at work or wherever I am and I'm just scrolling through my Facebook, I don't want to see a dick pop up and be sitting next to somebody who may be my boss or a friend or my mother who can then see that.
He came into the bar that night and Nick and I were like, get a fucking Tumblr.
You have to. I mean, listen.
I report him all the time. Hey, boo.
Well, at least you know
who
did it now.
You know I reported you.
So, I mean, there's a place and time for everything.
He literally
posted
his penis one day on the news feed.
Yes.
Like, I think he's done it multiple times.
Yes.
How can that even get...
So, well, he got suspended for 30 days.
Right, I remember you saying that.
This individual got suspended for
30
days.
Facebook, that's not long enough.
No.
Did you see what he posted on Instagram?
No. No.
He posted a photo of his dick hanging out on Instagram, but also checked in to Lowe's.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh my God.
Checked into a business.
A hardware store.
With a hard dick.
That is disgusting.
Unbelievable. So,
I mean, if you're going to do it, you might as well go to Home Depot and do it. Jesus Christ.
So, location, but anyway, there's a place and time for everything. And I think that, you know, Tumblr would be the ideal place for that. So when he came back after his suspension, he made an effort to sort of kind of move things over.
Has a Tumblr now.
Yes, he does. So he moved things over to the correct venue for that. And we're very appreciative.
Thank you.
Bye. Gracias.
We still love you.
We do. So that's not the only problem that we have. You know, the other thing that we have that becomes a big problem for me, and I'm guilty of this only because people push me, and I'm the type of person that if you challenge me, I will go to the ends of the earth to make sure
I love when you post
that
shit
I
on Facebook, when
bury
you're,
you.
When you're serious about shit, you're like, mm-mm.
I will bury you under 10 shit pounds of fucking... tons of rocks. But if I post something, for example, we're in the middle of one of the most heated political discussions of our time. We've got candidates. We've got Trump. We've got Bernie. We've got
Clinton. I love how you said we have candidates and then we have Trump. Let's just separate that out.
Yes. Well, you know, we've got Bernie. We've got Hillary. And then there's Trump. And then there's all the Kasichs and everything else. So if I post something on Facebook, I'm not inviting you into a war of words. I'm simply stating an opinion. Just like you have a right to do so too. If you come on my feed and you come at me wrong, I am going to fucking destroy you. Just warning you right now.
For example, this is something you can expect from Tommy. If you classify yourself as my friend, hit someone in the face and then tell them to fuck off. Copy this to your status. When I see your name, I'll know who my real crazy bitchy friends are.
And why did I post that? Because someone posted that same exact thing, but with nicer words. It's one of those chain Facebook things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People, they're not fun. And it's everybody started posting it all of a sudden, so I changed it up so that I could fuck it up. Yeah. You know, but I don't want to read the same goddamn motherfucking message 1,500 motherfucking times. So one of us is going to take a break because we need cocktails.
Yes,
so.
Okay. Just a small
I'm going to take a break. Polyanthony, I'm out.
Yes, please, go.
I'll be back in 3 minutes.
Goodbye.
Fuck I'm going to go.
Small one after work. Yes.
There's a reason why I left her at work.
I am going for it.
So
you got a Keurig, right? I'm needing some coffee.
So, you know, there's a reason why, you know, people go nuts. So anyway, I'm not here to get into an argument with anyone at all.
No.
That's not what my intentions are. So if I respectfully put my opinion on Facebook, it's my opinion. It's I'm not forcing it on you. If you don't want to, you can unfollow someone. Unfollowing is like the best thing that you can do for people who are posting things that you don't agree with.
Right.
We you got a little. You can also delete one comments day on Facebook.
Oh no, but I mean, with you, I know you. What if I have to tell you how I feel about Bernie or how you feel about Clinton? We do it face to face.
Right.
Our interaction, that's completely different. There's people that literally like I've been unfriended. Come for me, bitch. I will come for you.
That's why
I will destroy you.
I've slowed down a little bit because I don't want confrontation online. Like, I'd rather someone discuss it with me face to face, like we do. So I think I've shared a little bit less of the political posts on Facebook. I'll like the things I like. I'll watch the videos, but I've kind of pulled back. I'm putting them out there. You know, I do my part to support my candidate. I wear my shirts. I have my car magnet to show that, you know, I'm supporting him. So you should, people out there that do support him, be open about it. Show that you support your candidate, whomever it may be. And that's where I'm doing my part.
Right. So,
but a lot of people don't feel like it's right to speak about that, and that's completely fine as well.
Understandable.
Yeah. It is. Listen, we have a right to, it's your Facebook, it's your wall, you have a right to post whatever it is mm-hmm. that you want, and that is to be respected. But there's certain individuals who decide that they want to go on a war of words. They're literally looking, they're trying to push buttons.
And you should never fight over this. You shouldn't fight over it.
People fought.
Oh, yeah.
We had civil wars. We've had many wars, and people have fought for the freedom for us to be able to have that constitutional right to go out and vote and support the candidate we do. There's no reason why we should be fighting about it.
On the other side of things, too, like working at the gay bar, I get tagged in so many posts that are just like publicizing or for, you know, what's coming up next week. And I had to turn
on. I'll be honest with you.
I only allow things on my Facebook. I have to accept every individual thing that I'm tagged in. Because it's I can't.
Drag just, queens are the worst. Yeah. There, I said it.
I was waiting for you guys to start bringing this part up.
But here's why I say it. Okay, I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of friends that are drag queens. I know them as their male counterparts, and I know them as their drag queen counterparts. There are a lot of them that have sent me friends requests that I just delete. And I had one in particular come and ask me, I sent you a friend's request as so-and-so. And I said, well, I declined it because I don't want you on my feed as so-and-so. I have you as so-and-so. Mm-hmm. I have you as you. The problem is that if I put you in my feed as your stage name, you'll start sending all this like promotional stuff. Yeah. I don't want to see that on my feed. Right. So I got into a thing of not accepting drag queen requests. I will accept you as your regular person, self. And we can interact that way because I know who you are. And I work at a bar. I see all the flyers. I know that there's a show coming. And if I was interested, I'll go. If not, I don't need it on my face 20,000 times.
And like, I'll accept something for an evening. Like if we're having a specific event, I'll accept it and I'll put it on my wall. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as that evening's over, I'll just remove it from my wall because it no longer needs to be there. It's outdated. It's not important.
You can't remove events though. Once they tag you on an event, and here's the thing.
Anything posted on your wall,
the first one is waiting for it all to die.
Jot it down. Here's the thing. When you tag someone or when you put someone on one of these invites for an event, every single time that someone says something or responds or likes, you're getting a notification. That's a distraction if you're at work, etc.
Hi, I'm back.
Hi, Paul. Welcome back. So to me, it's like, you know, there's a place and time for everything. And yeah, you don't need to like literally promote your entire life. And on the flip side of that, I am constantly, all of us, we all do, constantly post about our show.
Yeah.
But we don't tag anyone.
I don't tag anyone.
Other than the four of us.
I do a few things on Facebook. I post a couple of selfies here and there, mm-hmm. like my new Facebook profile photo, which everyone loves.
Mm. All 42 of them?
She's fishing.
Fuck you. I'll fucking kill you.
He's fishing.
Her goddamn fucking,
so fucking
her text fishing. Last night. So, two? He's, I was like, oh, God.
He's
damn.
Catfishing.
I was like, I'm not
catfishing. I am a beautiful, strong, powerful black woman.
I'm beautiful.
And you cannot tell me
woman.
Otherwise.
Yes. So, anyway, so that's how I feel about the don'ts, the do's.
I post my photos. Well,
when we go with the don'ts,
I post when I'm working. And I post for you want the people podcast.
But, see, I think it's also really important.
But we don't
to
tag
know.
People.
No, that's the other thing.
And I tag you when we're working together.
Yeah, right. But if I post something, I'm not tagging you. You see it whenever you see it. I'm not forcing you to see it by tagging you and everybody.
I'll see it in my
news feed. When we put our show on, we're not tagging all the friends on our list. And the thing with Facebook, it's nothing personal for any of the customers that are listening, for my customers that are listening to me. I actually, about 2 years ago, I stopped accepting friend requests, majority of requests from the bar, because I just want to kind of separate my personal life and my work life. So I even take it a step further than just not taking the drag queens. I try to keep that part as my work friendships.
And is that why we're still not Facebook friends?
Yes.
That's probably why.
Yeah, that's why. That's
she's sitting next to you, but she's dealing with it.
Yeah, that's...
Have you not felt my legs fucking moving all episode? I'm like, get her away from me.
Moving that tree right now.
Why do you hate me so much,
Chris?
There
are neighbors here. Girl, you...
She's shaking.
If you can move your leg like that, what can you move your ass like? Shit!
She can shake it like Tina on crack.
Oh, my God. I'm about to become Canadian for her. I will meet you on that app, boo. Fuck. Swipe right.
Let's hear the do's, Tom.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm sure that we still have a lot of don'ts. And
let me just say one quick thing, that it's important to know that employers are now looking at your social media before they hire
you. Not even now. They've been doing it for years. Yes.
Lock it down. No. Lock it down. That's what I said to everybody.
I have to hire people all the time. I'm not going to lie. I know I'm not supposed to, but when I get resumes in, I'll look over the resume after an interview. I always go on Facebook and try to find somebody. Make sure your security settings are set right, because
once they do. Stuff.
But at the same time, most people are posting, like on Instagram, for say, they will post stuff like, their fun life. They're not going to post them sitting on their fucking couch on the day, like doing nothing.
No one's saying that you don't have to, or that you can't post you with a drink in your hand or whatever. Right. Not. But
a CEO of a company will look at that and be like, oh my God, you drink, you can't work.
Well, don't have a picture of you blowing out a fucking cloud of bong smoke on Facebook. That's the problem.
Yeah. I don't think that drinking is a problem. Obviously, you know, someone's going to have a Mai Tai. You're away on vacation. You post your pictures.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. But if you're posting pictures of you looking like, and you know,
or passed out, or drugs.
Drugs is the biggest
thing.
Can
I just stop everyone right now? No. Tommy's the only one that's wearing his headphones.
I know.
The wrong way.
I already noticed that like 10 minutes ago.
So, like I said before, last week, because he called me out on it.
I called you out.
There is a doubt. That is a social media doubt.
It's more comfortable for me this way.
Comfortable.
She likes it backwards. That's funny, guys.
It's more
comfortable. Oh, it even has an L on it. It even has an L.
It specifies for you.
It's more comfort. Fine. I will switch him over.
Thank you.
See, I don't like it this way. It doesn't feel right.
Well, Nick got it right.
Now the sweat that was on this side of my face is on this side. You're doing it
wrong. You're evening it out, sweat box.
So, anywho. So, you know, we have to get into the do's. The do's. What you do, share your life. We want to hear about our customers. We want to hear about our friends. No, we do. Because, you know, some of them are our customers at the bar, and we want to hear about our listeners. But... do it in a respectful way, respect each other, and try to, you know that it's not personal. Because, you know, a lot of people have lost friendships over social media.
Do share your engagement photos and your baby photos.
Yes.
Once.
Once.
You're engaged. Once. We know. You're pregnant.
All right,
we
got Davis. It. I don't want to see your stuff? Third
love,
marriage.
Like, I would love to just scroll through and see what's going on in our customers' lives during the day. You had a great day. You shared a funny video.
Amazing.
I'll watch that video. I love watching Facebook
animal
videos.
Dogs,
they're the best. Give me a cat video. I'm all for it.
Yeah, cats, oh my goats. God. Fucking, I saw one about a fox yesterday. Why fox are great pets? And I'm like, I want a fucking fox.
Oh my God, I love foxes.
Yeah, they're so
These
cute.
Videos are crazy. I'm just like, I'm like, give me one.
The pygmy goats are mine. I've always wanted a pygmy goat.
They are the funniest things ever.
I know.
They just hop
when
around.
They fist bump you with their head. They're like fist bump. They're like
social media is really like it just supports ADD. It really does.
Well, and you know, the other
it's
thing
the
is
Adderall,
too, people,
the modern
here, here's
age.
A big don't of social media. Don't be walking down the street while you're on Facebook or texting, or this is really just a don't for cell phones, and not be aware of the cars and the people and everything else that's around
you.
Oh
my God, that
it is dangerous. I see people crossing the street with their face planted on their phone like this, and they're not even worried about the car that's coming like
I can
10 feet away from
literally
them.
Be guilty of that because
you are
the first episode of the newest season of Game of Thrones. I was in New York City walking through Times Square.
Bad.
Subways. Bad. Literally just staring at my phone, watching the first episode.
Yeah.
Didn't care who was walking into me, who I was getting in the way of. I'm like, Jon Snow is back!
Well, I'm going to name drop on this one.
Go ahead.
But I'm going to do the nickname. So I was leaving the New Haven Symphony or Yale Philharmonia with Dottie.
Yes.
Love you. Love you, Dottie.
Hi, Dottie.
And he was telling me that he saw this like montage, this video. It was from like the 1990s of like the sky view of New York. So it's the early 90s and everyone's walking. They're so attentive. And he's like, why is this so like, what's the importance of this video? Notice no one has a cell phone out. So everyone is constantly paying attention to their surroundings. Heads are up. Nowadays, just like you said, you're going like this, you're bumping into people, yeah. You're hitting cars, you know, you're falling over.
If you ever want to get a really good idea of what smartphones have done for us, look at the coronation for one pope, Pope Benedict, mm-hmm. and look at the coronation of Pope
Francis?
Francis.
Yes.
If you look at those pictures side by side, not one person had a smartphone because coronation of Benedict happened in 2004, 2005. That was before Apple released the Apple phone.
Really? The iPhone came out?
It was 2006. It is now 10 years since the Apple phone came out. So when you look at that picture versus a picture of actually Pope Francis now, everybody has iPads, phones. All you see mm-hmm. is a glimmering sea of devices.
Well, I saw a bunch of monks on Facebook the other day taking selfies. I was like, they were in some ceremonial thing and they all had cell phones and they were taking pictures. I'm like, you're a monk.
You're a monk.
Well, you
they're
can't,
monks, not Amish.
There was a photo last year of everyone waiting in line on the streets for the Pope. And there was one old lady just hanging over the fence with her arms crossed. Aww. Everyone else around her had a phone in their hand taking a photo. And she was just sitting there enjoying the moment.
Taking it in. No phone in her hand. Mental image, yeah.
Nothing.
Saving it. There are times when
I would love to do, Nick and I have always said, let's go out one night without our phones.
No.
Why don't you and I do that tonight? I'm sleeping here tonight because we have a long drive
Hell
tomorrow.
To the motherfucking
Fuck you.
No.
Keep, we're talking no. about do's and don'ts. Don't bring our phone out tonight. Enjoy the company of me so I can sit there and watch you sing karaoke and not put you on my Snapchat and bash your ass.
I enjoy the company of you on my phone when you're literally FaceTime. We both FaceTime each other this, when was it, yesterday before
Last
we went to the
night,
bar?
When we were pooping.
We're both taking a poop.
I can't.
I answer the phone. I'm sitting on my toilet. He answers the phone. He's sitting on his toilet. We're just looking
I
at each other.
I screenshotted her, and she got me, too.
So anyway, we have to start putting a rubber on this episode because we're coming on that one-hour mark, and we have some plugs that we need to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank all the listeners for listening as usual. Here's how you can find us. We are at www.ktalk20.com. That is our website. We have every single episode posted there. There's also a way for you to contact us if you need to write from our website. You can email us at
gaytalk2.0@gmail.com.
I was already going to say www.
Let him fuck it up.
I was about to. So we're on Facebook under Gay Talk 20. We are on Twitter under Gay Talk 20. We are on Instagram also under Gay Talk 20. Unfortunately, they don't allow us to put the 2.0 in there, so we had to just use the number 20. We're all on Facebook. Paul Anthony's on Facebook. Chris is on Facebook. So is Nick and myself. And even Trish. She's going to get her Facebook page.
Oh my
I
God.
Swear to
I
God,
like
God,
how Paul's the only one who got the whole name. Like Paul Anthony, Chris, Nick, me. Oh.
Well,
I'm also on it. I love Instagram more than anything. So if you want to follow me there, it's
the
Paul Anthony.
Oh, yes. And he also has a Snapchat.
The Paul Anthony on Snapchat.
Follow him because his stories are fantastic.
Yes,
so,
and I will throw them all under every bus I can possibly find on Snapchat.
We're processing this motherfucking episode tonight, but tomorrow we're going to go see the idiot.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
So, we're going to be in Jersey.
That Ray, is right. I am coming for you.
You're done. So it's wildfireradio.com is the website for their radio station. They are the idiots. Check them out. They're available on iTunes. We're going to be there tomorrow. And it's going to be a fantastic show. Next week, we are going to have the three individuals coming to visit us from the show Grindr the Opera. It's a new production that's being worked on. It's going to be done in some of the bars in New Haven. A very, very creative endeavor. We are looking forward to having the personnels coming. I'm not going to give out any names. This is going to be fun. We're going to post more information on our website as well for them. And it's going to be a very, very, very good show. So you got to tune in. Plus, we're going to give you all the scoop of how everything went during the visit for the idiots.
Oh,
it's going to be
wait.
Legendary. So with that, guys, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Ladies, gents, is that it?
Wait.
Yeah.
Are we posting this tonight or tomorrow?
Oh, this is going on the website tonight.
Awesome. So if we are?
Listen.
Yes.
If you are in Philly tomorrow, we will be around.
Good point.
We are
yeah.
finding some Philly steak and cheeses. We are going to look
for... It's a cheesesteak.
Fuck you. We are looking for a bar to have a drink at. If you have any recommendations, please
meet up with us. Have a drink with us.
Yes.
Hit us up on our website, our Snapchat, our Instagram, anything. We would love to meet up with
you. Send us an email to gaytalk2.0@gmail.com. Let us know what you recommend that we do in the area. We want the best steak and cheese, the best Philly cheesesteak in the house.
We want it.
So we're going to be in the Philly area tomorrow, and then we're going to jump over to our friends over at the Idiots Radio. So, yeah, let us know.
New Jersey. We are going to do it.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
It's going to be very good.
We're going to make an appearance at Liberty Hall tomorrow. So.
Oh, I'm going to see that cracked bell because I know your both holes are cracked.
Just like
I got to go to work.
So, Trish.
With that, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more dish.